Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, on Monday, we told you that ex-Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich would testify in court this week. Well, Blagojevich and his defense team had a different plan. The ex-governor on trial for allegedly trying to sell or trade President Obama's former Senate seat at the last minute decided not to take the stand. And news programs and tabloid television shows everywhere whimpered. Joining us is Rob Wildebohr, criminal justice reporter for Chicago Public Radio. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Well, Rob, let's listen to Rob Blagojevich off the top here, explaining why all of the anticipation about his testimony in his own defense fell flat.
I said from the very beginning that the government and all of us should hear the tapes. The tapes should be played, that the tapes, when they were heard, would prove my innocence. In the tapes that the government played, they proved, as I said all along, that I did nothing illegal. The government, in their case, proved my innocence. They proved I did nothing illegal, and that there was nothing further for us to add.
The government's case was so bad, and I'm so innocent that I didn't have to say anything. Do I have it about right?
Yeah, that's the argument.
Yeah. Well, disappointing for everyone who wanted him to live up to the promise that he would take the stand and clear his own name.
And disappointing possibly for the jurors who were told by Blagojevich's attorney in opening statements that the governor and his wife would both take the stand, that jurors would hear it from his mouth exactly what was going on, and now they're not going to hold that promise. So that's going to be a little tricky to deal with, potentially.
And it's interesting how different the media world, I will get up and clear my own name, versus the world in the courtroom, you know, how different those things can be. When you get in the courtroom, it's not always a great idea to get on the stand when you're being accused of something.
No, I'm not sure why they promised the jurors that he would get up on the stand, but it's probably for a smart idea that he's not going to do it. First of all, how is he going to explain these tapes? There's just no credible way to say he wasn't out for himself. He'll just get nailed on that over and over again. But secondly, right now, how it stands is the government has put up a case and the defense has put all sorts of holes in it, right?
Right.
And so the defense has been trying to raise reasonable doubt. If they then present a defense, now jurors are weighing the government's case against their case and saying which one makes more sense. It's better to just have jurors focusing on the government's case and say the government's case is inadequate. And that's what they're doing.
Right. And to that point, not only Blagojevich not on the stand, but no witnesses at all called by the defense.
No witnesses called by Rod Blagojevich. Robert Blagojevich is on trial with his brother Rod. Robert was the head of the campaign fund. And actually, Robert testified, as did Robert's wife. And it's interesting because Robert kind of made a good case for Rod in that he went up on the stand and said, this never happened. My brother would never take money.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of in front of jurors.
The story continues, and Rob Wildebohr will be there for us in the courtroom, criminal justice reporter for Chicago Public Radio. At the Blago trial. Rob, thanks.